Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and we're with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing today?
Doing fine. I hear from the Times Union that there is a data breach at the Bethlehem schools. What's happened?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of schools are targets of hackers and ransomware outfits, and it looks like last fall, hackers got their hands on student records, birth dates, names, and email addresses for about 2,100 of the 4,500 students in the Bethlehem Central School District. The district was one of like 13,000 schools nationwide to be hit in the attack. It was data kept by Pearson Education, which a lot of school districts use for student assessments. They're a British company. The data was taken from records kept by Pearson, and in a letter that got sent to parents yesterday, the district said none of the students' data was misused without defining exactly what that means. The district says student assessments were not breached. It's unclear why all the records weren't kept with the stuff that couldn't be breached, but I think there's going to be more to come on this. A lot of school districts around the state and this country have found themselves hit with like ransomware attacks, where they've been told they have to pay money to have their data unlocked. I think school districts must be ripping their hair out, trying to find ways to keep all their records safe, both in-house and with contractors.
Well, prosecutors around New York apparently are trying to find ways to get more money to implement new rules on evidence. Explain.
The Assembly and the Senate and then Governor Cuomo signed legislation earlier this year that was favorable to defense attorneys. District attorneys from around the state say they need more money, or the state should delay the rollout of evidence discovery reforms that are set to take effect the first of next year. The changes, as I said, were approved in April. They require prosecutors to hand over evidence to defense attorneys within 15 days of an arraignment. Currently, it takes way longer than that for prosecutors to show the defense their cards. The evidence also includes a slew of new discoverable material, including the name and contact information of any person who has information about a case, which I assume means could be rabbit holes that police opted not to go down, and all electronic recordings related to an incident. DA say the workload is overwhelming and the increased pressure could inadvertently cost prosecutors cases. And if the material is not properly reviewed and redacted before handed over, they fear they could also have problems with witnesses.
Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union, he joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.